Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pride of Butler, of course, former Major League hurler himself, so he knows a thing or two about an occasional big showdown on the mound. Matt Clement joins us right now. Matt, first off, just a complete curveball here. Would you let somebody put a snake like that on your shoulders? A python, maybe 3 or 4 feet long, not one that could do any damage. Are you a snakes? Are you okay with snakes like that?
I'm out. No way. I want no parts.
Fair enough. So, Donnie, you have good company here. Hey, first off, Matt, I know obviously we're going to talk a lot of baseball, but I know you're a big hoops guy as well. And not often in Pittsburgh that we get to say something like a Whippiel star is 48 minutes away from being an NBA champion, but TJ McConnell, largely because of his own efforts, the Pacers were that close to winning it. Just what as a basketball guy were your observations watching him throughout those playoffs, what he was able to do coming off the bench for Indiana?
Well, arguably, when Halliburton went down, maybe the MVP if they win that game. It's crazy to say that, but you think about the games they won and what the impact he had. You know, it was amazing. It was awesome. Like, he was a high school player. I didn't coach against him when I was coaching, so never really got to see him live very much. But, you know, go to Duquesne, do your 3 years at Duquesne or 2 or 3 years at Duquesne. I had a player recruited by Ron Everhart at Duquesne at the time. When he basically told him he's going to Sean Miller in Arizona. And, you know, it's a classic case of bet on yourself. Go to Arizona, surround yourself with a great coach in Damon Stoudemire, who's a great point guard in the NBA, and Aaron Gordon and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, 2 lottery picks that can fly. Show what you can do. Get somebody to like you. And what a career he's had. I mean, so I know his dad. I know I've coached against his brother, but just feel like everybody here that's been in the Whippiel in basketball during my time is just so proud of what he did and the way he did it.
My favorite thing about TJ is there's that old picture of him when he was already playing varsity at Char Valley as a freshman, and he looked roughly as like he was about as skinny as one of those vertical coat racks. Just so you don't expect a guy who doesn't have the physical prowess, and TJ's not the biggest guy in the world. He's obviously in great shape. He's turned himself into a big time athlete to make it that far. You watched him, though. You saw him at Duquesne. You see him at Arizona. At what point, like, your studied mind, you know, your very, like, wise coach's mind as a basketball coach, do you say, huh, you know, this guy might actually have what it takes to stick at the next level despite how tough it is to be a serviceable NBA player with, you know, just the level of talent and athleticism in that league?
Well, I always say in professional sports, like, it's right place, right time. There's you know, he got to the Sixers. You know, and then you got to take advantage of that chance you get when he got the chance for the Sixers, and he became a, you know, he's become a cult hero everywhere he's went too.
Yep.
He's probably not physically supposed to be doing what he's doing. Great part about him. That's the great part about watching him. He's not supposed to be, you know, driving to the hoop over Chet Holmgren and making layups and guarding SGA on the perimeter and stuff. So, you know, you could see it at Arizona that there was a path because he put himself in like a pro system there around pro guys. And there's that path that he can create, you know, he can be the creator. He can make the offense run. And then when you're tough, you're a coach's son, you have all those credentials with you, you know, you're going to find yourself a role and man, just so awesome for him, man.
Matt Clement joining us right now. You know him, of course, the pride of Butler High School and a longtime MLB pitcher. So we'll switch to baseball right now. Paul Skeens dealing currently. I just watched him with Christian Yelich with relative ease. He's actually the younger starter in this game, Matt, even though Mizorowski's new on the scene for the Brewers. Skeens is about a month and a half younger than him. He is barely 23. I've not had a chance yet to ask you about this ever. Just what are your initial impressions of why Paul Skeens this early on has been so good?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, what a great way to earmark my first time on the air, the Mizorowski scheme's first matchup.
It's a big boy pitching matchup. Mizorowski's thrown like 106, it looks like, out there.
But, I mean, honestly, like Paul Skeens, aside from there's very few people that I would take on a team right now over him. And Ohtani, I guess you can't not take Ohtani, right? Mm-hmm. But as far as a pitcher and young, and I have a little bit of experience with, like, people ask me about things, the first thing comes to my mind was, Mark Pryor. Mark Pryor was the Paul Skeens of my era, and I was on that team with him. Mm-hmm. And when he came up, but like, he's like another level of Mark Pryor. And to be throwing like he is, and with such poise, and the four or five different pitches he's throwing, and just dominating hitters. I mean, being the all-star starter and doing it on a not good team. The Pirates haven't been good. So it makes it, it's not like he's rolling in on the Yankees or Atlanta or somebody like that doing it. He's doing it on a team that struggled to score runs and not been in the division the 2 years he's done this. And to still be as elite as he is, that shows like his moxie and his ability inside, like, to handle that, along with the fact that, like, I mean, it's sky's the limit. Like, there's nobody else I'd take in the big leagues.
Matt, when you got into the bigs, you were in your age 23 season with San Diego. Then you got your first real taste, like starting a full season's worth of games the next year. The thing that I've marveled about with Skeens is like the mental approach seems just, it's like, I say it's Randy Johnson's physical talent or like velocity with Greg Maddux's cerebral approach to pitching. How long did it take you in your career to feel comfortable like setting up hitters and kind of approaching it from that mental side of it the way that Skeens apparently just rolled right out of bed doing at 21 years old?
I don't know if I ever was the level he's at right now, honestly, if I'm being honest about it. But no, the thing about each level you go to, I tell high school kids this all the time, I tell my basketball players, every level you go to, the game gets faster when you go up a level. So to see him go from college, basically nothing in the minor leagues, to dominating in the big leagues, it's unlike really anything we've seen before. And that's a great comparison. It's Roger Clemens with the Maddux mindset, although Roger Clemens had some of that mindset to himself. But like, it was a thing when the game slowed down for me. Gosh, I was probably in my second, third year with the Cubs. Maybe the end of my first year with the Cubs, which was 5 years of minor league baseball, two with the Padres, one with the Marlins, and one with the Cubs before it kind of clicked in for me. And to see him do it day one is just that's why I think so highly of him. It's what a blessing for Pittsburgh to get him and to be able to watch him and see this every night. It's like we're calling it Paul Skeens Day. The guy's been here for 1 year. It's crazy.
Matt, last wraps here on this one, and it's obviously the most topical thing right now, but what did you just make of O'Neal Cruz, Don Kelly, sitting him down for the last couple innings because he didn't run out that double play ball? I know Cruz said he forgot how many outs there were. The video kind of backs that up, but just from a bird's eye view, that situation, how this team can get him jump-started, and maybe what the teammates are maybe thinking when they see a guy maybe not running the ball out, having the ball go under his glove and not really going to chase after it. What's your kind of read on the O'Neal Cruz situation in real time?
Well, I think that if you take the problem or why this is blowing up like it is the ball under the glove, that play and not going after it. You have that less than a week ago or last weekend, and then this happened right after it. Have a full scale, with him not hitting as well at the time. You have a full scale issue or something to talk about, right? And we're in a different era now, and I always try to take that into effect when I'm talking about this or thinking about this. In my era, all heck would have broke loose over one of those things, let alone two of them in 1 week. But it's a different era now. And Donnie Kelly, who I know personally, is is from that era of mine. And I think he handled it really well. And I thought that, like, you know, Pham and McCutcheon and Reynolds, you have some guys there that probably took care of it before Don took care of it. And that's what they're there for. That's why you have those people on the team. And Cruz obviously spoke and responded the right way. And it's just going to be a patience thing with Cruz, because, like, you, the things he can do, they're similar to things that Skeens can do. But we just talked about how Skeens figured it out day one when he walked into the league, and how rare that is, almost impossible, never seen before. So, you know, with the Pirates, they're going to have to be patient that all this stuff is going to eventually kick in and be that person. But at the same time, when plays like that happen, the patience wears off with the fans, especially when you're a team that's struggling. So it all kind of goes hand in hand.
Matt Clement, we appreciate it, man. This was a great first voyage here this year, and we'll look forward to doing this again next week. Matt, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.